that's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for kickoffs and kick-ons.
Well, there you go, eh? Ireland, champions of Europe.
Of the world.
Of the top of the world. Champions of the top of the world. Ireland, hello, welcome to Coco Emerald Isle style. Now, to start the show today, gents, I spoke to our resident scriber, Thomas, and I said, could you write us an Irish limerick?
Ooh, right.
Just to tell everybody what's on the show. Now, Hugo, if you don't mind, I've got Tommy, could you bring in, he's written a little something. Have you finished it?
Yep.
Been waiting on it all day. You're hopeless. if you could roll in a little bit of Irish music, Hugo, just call it. Don't give the thumbs up. Give us, yell out.
Yes.
There you go. Fantastic. Here it is, gents. This is what is on the show.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. He'll definitely fuck
Mate,
it up.
Hello and welcome to our funny little show. And one bearded... Oh, I fucked it already.
Oh. Mate, so slow, too.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to our funny little show. One we like to affectionately call Coco. On the set, there are three former boys of gold and one bearded leggy that is questionably old. Swoop is the looker, Goit so wonderfully blunt, Biv the cheeky rascal, and the prof is a bull. God only knows how we got to Ep 7, but what we have in store is pure rah-rah heaven. As Australians finally say goodbye to cricket, it's superb and superb W rugby that is on the ticket. From Melbourne, Andrew Kellaway and Grace Hamilton will lighten our mood. All questions have been cleared by the Rebels to stop us from getting sued. Then from Victoria, we take off in flying style to grace the Six Nations victors on the Emerald Isle. Mac Hansen will return and the Guinness will flow. The Irish faithful will party with the hardware in tow. So stay tuned, ye northern legends, hungry for information, as the Coco Show serves its final Six Nations summation. Whether you're at Icebergs, Rat Park, or just on Smoko, it's time to shut the fuck up and tune into Coco.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Gee, that was rough on you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Mate. He's just right here. Boys, I've got a Guinness for each of us just Ooh. To celebrate the Irish victory there.
Wow.
We've all got Guinness. A bit of Irishness, I'm sure. There we go. Congrats to them.
Can I have it in a glass?
Who backed the Irish from the start?
Well.
That's what I want to know.
Well. So we'll get into it later in the Six Nations summation.
Oh, right, okay.
But Swoop, you did back the Irish.
I did.
And you did. You were the victor. And to the victor goes the spoils. So... So, sadly for you, Goit, you backed the Welsh, and they came... Where did they come?
Stone motherless.
Yeah, they didn't do well.
No.
But it's a... What do they say? It's like a five-year plan.
Five-year plan for the Welsh as well.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, what we thought then, as a result, the fact that you won and that you lost, Swoop, you won, Goit, you lost, that perhaps there should be a punishment.
Yep.
Do we all agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Got to punish.
You probably should have just... Well, that should have been discussed at the start.
What, as in before we got on air?
No, like the start of the Six Nations, so that maybe I would have chose someone else.
You were always Wales. They love you in the Valleys,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, I love the Valleys.
So what we were thinking, I've brought in a leek, right? So obviously, 'tis the fruit of the Welsh. They have it on their cereal.
I think they need to change their little
do they really?
Little whatever that thing is.
The leek.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, she's a beautiful vegetable.
It speaks to their defense though. Leaking in so many points.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
Well, but true.
Yeah, but it's just not nice.
Okay, I'll try to be nicer.
So, we have the leek. And the leek, as you know, is the national symbol of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because back in the day, when the Welsh were fighting against the Saxons.
Is this true?
I had to look it up. I didn't know this. Yeah, but they used to put a leek in their hat so that they wouldn't kill each other. So you're about to fight a Saxon. You go, wait a second, leek in the hat. No, it's a Welshman. I won't kill him.
It's pretty hard to hide when you've got a leek in your hat.
Well, is this a particularly
big leek? Not if you're laying down in the field.
I don't know if this. Are they normally this big, Swoop? Do you know your leeks?
No, I don't. Well, I know the leeks that go in chicken pies. Which is not.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's
you love
a
chicken
nice
leek pie.
Chicken
that's
leek
these
pie.
Leeks. It's the same leek.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. It's the
it
same leek.
Be, yeah.
So, Swoop, over to you, mate. You're from Ireland now. You're the winner. You can punish Gitz with that leek. You can decide if you're listening to this. Swoop is now holding the leek. We won't do it now. We'll do it during the Six Nations summation.
We could do it now.
what are you thinking?
As in, like, he hits me or does stuff or I eat it or he can decide.
It.
Yeah. So you decide, Swoop.
Well, it depends on which end you want, son.
Oh, they're both juicy, aren't they?
Yeah.
You got a bit of time, have a think. Okay. Whether you want to flog him?
I'm going to just chop this Guinness.
Well, chop the other thing, other thought we had was that, obviously, the Irish were out in front by maybe it's a number of slaps with the leek based on Guinness. The points difference.
Oh, across the back or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do that.
Okay, fantastic.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be ping pong balls in this Guinness. What was the go there? Is that what the comes from? There's a ping pong ball in there.
There's a ball of sorts, yeah.
Ping pong ball?
Ball of nitrogen.
How'd they get it in there? I mean, I've seen
best
balls get in holes before.
Into
how
a
did
glass.
They get the ball in there?
Must be before they close the can.
Interesting.
If you work for Guinness, could you write in? Tell us how you get the ball of nitrogen in the can. It's pretty amazing. Or send us, say, 150K for promoting your shit.
That's going to spin Swoop out for the next 2 hours.
It is good to have you back, Swoop.
Thanks,
you were very
good
on the
back.
Show.
Yeah, was I?
Last week.
Am I sitting on Swoop? Or
So, for those of you that missed it last week, Drew dressed up a pillow that was Swoop.
And also very glad to miss it.
What?
You guys were so serious. You got the CEO in, like, Australian rugby.
Mate, he's scared. It's mate, not like when you play with him,
prof.
He's a different guy now.
All private, huh?
He's a different guy now.
Is he?
As CEO, yeah, he walks around, strutting around. It was a different vibe.
Anyway, glad to miss it. But I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, no CEOs today. Today we've got Andrew Kellaway.
Mm. Oh, Kellers.
He's been in some form.
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's good.
Grace Hamilton, she's coming.
Yeah.
Super W son.
Back from France.
Yes.
A little stint over at Montpellier. Oh.
And going back.
Yeah.
Does she speak French?
un petit peu. Très un petit peu.
So, I heard she's learning. Yeah, that was amazing, Drew.
Hey, what did I just
up
say?
The Guinness. You said the same as you.
Yeah,
same level as him.
Hey.
So he, apparently she's learning. So it might be interesting to see, you know, I don't know if Grace has what you've been there maybe 5 weeks and Drew was there 5 years, whether they're at the same level or...
Well, she could take Drew's line and make everyone else do English classes as opposed to him doing French classes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how fed up he was.
Is that what you did?
Well, yeah, but I was also, I kind of like... I framed it like I was helping our French teammates. So like, guys, you're going to have to fucking learn English. So, like, you know, like you'd be able to use English anywhere you go. I can only use French here.
Like, no, you're a good bloke.
So, yeah, I was doing them a service.
So you got the whole Toulon organisation to go to English
well,
lessons.
Well, I tried to, yeah. I tried. I didn't go to French lessons. I actually used to use Paul Stridge and Bobby, our SNC coach. His partner used to go to the lessons and get a little the little card, you know, clamped or whatever for every lesson because we had to provide evidence that we were trying and learning and endeavouring to learn the language.
Or they'd snip your pay.
Yeah. So I would just take Bobby's wife's card and take it in as if I'd been doing the lessons. And so every month or something I'd provide this and they're like, geez, he's doing all these lessons but he's fucking not getting any better.
Did you learn it in Bordeaux, Swoop?
Yeah, a little bit. I've forgotten it though. Long time ago. Wasn't there long enough.
No, not at all. But I said to Drew to enjoy his experience a bit more, he needs to learn French. So I booked him in with the tutor. He went there. He didn't really enjoy it because there was a kid there, the son of the teacher who was bilingual, and he could hear Drew how bad he was at French, and he was giggling like in behind him. So then he never actually went back.
Yeah, I was too embarrassed by this kid. He was just sitting there watching me, and I'd every error he'd just giggle, and I was like, "I'm fucking." I didn't come here to get heckled, so I just didn't go back.
I'm out.
Yeah,
very good.
But well, our chef Sabine, she told me that the best way to learn the language was on the pillow, like just shack up with a French girl and learn.
Did
on
you
the pillow.
Do that while you were there?
No.
Oh. That's why he doesn't speak French.
Yeah. I didn't learn the language.
Okay. You gave me a look like, don't go there, James. That's, Prof, that's enough. Hey, look, it's very exciting to have you back. So you know the other reason it's exciting in particular for Gitz and I? You two are turning 40, you old bastards.
We are. Next week.
And the big party this Saturday night.
Hey-ho.
Yep.
This weekend,
big party.
Yeah.
Good for me. I get to drive back up here again. I love that drive.
And then will you drive back the same night? Will you be responsible?
No, I'm going to stay because we've got the podcast on the Monday, so it just doesn't make sense.
No, mate, you're very good. It's very loyal to these. So now, a lot of people don't know the story about your ages and your caps for Australia. Yep. Can you enlighten them?
Ah, well, yeah. I'm born the 26th of March every year. and Adam's born the 27th of March, so
every
just
year.
one day before. And I was Wallaby number 799 and Sweet was 800. So one behind. My mum's name's Karen, his mum's name's Karen, but both spelt the same, but she thinks she's a bit snobby up there on the Central Coast and changed the accent.
Is your mum's name Karen?
Karen.
Karen, yeah. But spelled as Karen. She just didn't want to be a Karen.
Yeah, exactly. Late change. But you've always been one up at me, haven't you? That's why you're two.
No,
that's why you're a bit of a two cat.
You've so been a two cat. I've got one name, you've got two.
And say I'm 799, you know, one before. I'm one day older than him.
Who was saying to you the other day that the fact that you're number 800 for the Wallabies could really be good for you one day?
Chinese, maybe?
Oh, it wasn't me.
It was.
Yes.
That's right, too.
JC.
Yes.
Yep.
JC.
I love it.
Number eight, so lucky for the Chinese people. And rugby union is massive in China.
Wonder how much that's worth.
Well, around Hong Kong, you never know.
Yeah. I wonder who Wallaby 888 is.
Are they up that far now?
They would be, yeah. I think they're
in the 900s.
Now,
you're
yeah.
kidding.
That's a good question.
No.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
No, you're not.
Kellaway might know. We'll ask
he
him.
He might, actually.
But what is the theme for your party on Saturday? I've still got to get an
outfit. It's what you want to be when you grow up.
Are you coming, Prof?
Yeah.
I'm coming, yet.
Oh, happy
and the
days.
Missus is coming.
Oh, is she?
Lovely.
Nice.
Not anymore, based on that reaction.
And all the boys, you all coming?
Yeah. Hugo, are you coming?
Yep.
Ollie, Tommy. Yep. Do you want to give out a couple of free passes to a couple of listeners?
We could probably do that. But if they're weakers, they'll be stopped at the door.
I'm down. We've cast the net pretty wide, haven't we, with our invites?
Well, I don't actually know who you've invited.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've had a few people come up to me going, yeah, I'll see you at your party. I was like, fuck you.
Now, Swoop, obviously in Melbourne, when it was holiday, Swoop, you invited a lot of people.
Did I?
You did. There was, hundreds and hundreds. So it'll be interesting to see who shows up. Now, what's something that's happened while you've been away, Swoop? Have you heard about, we've got a couple of sponsors on board?
Have we?
One in particular is NordVPN.
Oh, right.
Which okay, we're well, very what? Excited about. You do have a little bit of script.
I just have a little script.
Yeah, read it, go on.
Can
yeah.
we do that again?
Yeah, sure. You've been away, Swoop.
I have, but I missed something. We have a sponsor.
Yes, we do.
Please tell me about NordVPN.
That's right, Swoop. So for the second week in a row, our good friends at NordVPN are back. And I believe, gentlemen over there, you use their fantastic feature of swapping your virtual location to your benefit over the weekend. Tell me more, Gits.
I did, James. It was to watch the Legion, my favourite MLR team, San Diego Legion. They played on the Rugby Network, so it was tricky, but I switched it across, used NordVPN. It was amazing.
Lucky that your favourite MLR team's the team you play for.
Yeah, well, if they start losing, they might not be.
And you, Drew?
Well, I actually use NordVPN to book cheaper flights and accommodation as the Coco Show is going on tour!
Yeah!
Hey, holiday Swoop, you're coming back, baby!
No, he's not.
The boys, we are going to Hong Kong to slay the dragon in just a few weeks' time. I think maybe just after Easter. So
early April.
Of
course.
When
we can really test the 800. Go to the casino, yes. See how you go, Swoop.
Mm-hmm. I'm just acting as team manager, logistics, booked us in, Cathay Pacific flights, and then we've also got the Evolo Hotels looking after us. I've got the penthouse. I've got the highest room number, so happy to take
we
that.
We all know Gitz has got the penthouse.
Yeah,
mate.
That's true. When I say I've got the penthouse, I've got the lounge and the penthouse.
Yeah, right. We're Gitz. So, Evolo, you can go to head to evolohotels.com. And there's a special offer. It'll be in the description of this show. People can get cheaper comm there. They can come and stay in the same joint as us. That's Ovolo Southside, I believe. So
yeah, nice.
Get
there for the Hong Kong. A few of their hotels back in Oz. They're sharp.
Good joints.
Yeah, they're very good.
And will we need a VPN up in Hong Kong?
Oh,
is that where Nord
now
comes
he's finally
in?
Onto it.
Now, remember to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan. Go to nordvpn.com/thecoco show. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and the link is in the podcast episode description box. So good on you, NordVPN.
No, thank you for the support. That's good.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic.
You were good there.
I'm a bit worried about Hong Kong for a number of reasons.
How will holidays... Is that because of holidays?
Holidays sweep being one of them. I don't think I'll have a voice again by the live record on Sunday. I don't know how we get around it.
Yeah, so you know what we do is you just the last two nights, say 48 hours, just don't talk. Silent. Just nodding.
I really tried in Melbourne and then...
But then Saturday night,
sort of the boat went out a bit too far.
I think also when we look back at the footage, we were all screaming a fair bit.
It was a tough
one. Everywhere was loud, projecting your voice the whole time.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And I think you show so much character. You push through. People love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Thanks.
So just lose it.
And it is a big thanks to Hong Kong Tourism Board.
Of course,
for looking after us. I'm sure we'll find a way. There'd be some old sort of Chinese medicine over there, some tiger penis or something like that. Or something we can find. Anything to help the throat. Hey, socials, where can you find us? On X and Insta, Kickoffs, at Kickoffs Kickons. On YouTube, at Kickoffs and Kickons. On TikTok, at Kickoffs Kickons. And anywhere where you get your podcasts from. Lots of people watching, listening. It's growing very quickly.
Are we TikToking, are we?
I believe so. Yeah. I wonder if our government's going to shut it down. Do you think, like the Americans?
Is that official, is it?
Well, it got passed through the Senate. Are we going to get into American politics?
I saw something. It was good that, like, of all things, Joe Biden thinks they need to ban TikTok and maybe, like...
Yeah, and everything else
maybe
is going great over there.
Let's not get political. It's not our...
I know, but I just thought, probably decent point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good point.
Now, the challenge, 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're up to 8,500, 15 weeks to go.
Okay.
Just a reminder, plugs, extra name on your surname, doing a show nude, and neck tat for the goit that says Coco. So we'll see how we go.
I thought it was just a tat.
So we're not moving that quickly.
You could go here.
Yeah.
And then it just goes over.
It's not going that quick, to be honest. all right, hey, the last thing we're going to do, we're about to get into, I believe Andrew Kellaway is about to join us.
Oh, nice.
But before we do, I hope he's waiting and he's just, there's been a lot of people writing into us who have, they've found stuff that Vision and, photos of you guys from years gone by, very famous guys that you are. Somebody wrote this one in.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Yeah, and they want you to explain this vision. I'm going to talk over the top of it for those of you listening. Somebody has sent this video in. It's, actually, Drew, why don't you talk through it?
Well, basically, it's just a good little gag. It was from Swoop. Yeah, Swoop, he put my suitcase upside down but undid the zip. So when I grabbed my suitcase at Melbourne Airport, everything came out of it. It's because at the other end, I think we were flying from Sydney to Melbourne. It was a great stitch up and I had a few things in there I didn't want too many people to see.
Yeah.
But earlier I got him a Subway and laced it with jalapenos, and because he can only go to lemon and herb at the Nando scale of hotness, and so he was filthy. So to get me back, that's what he did.
I remember room with you, and the last thing, like late at night, you'd go in for a shower, and I'd always get up first. It was like my role. I'd set the alarm, say Swoop, let's go, and I get in the shower first, and you turn it on.
Yeah.
He'd turn the hose. So you're not thinking about it, but he turns it on to jet, and then it faces your head. As soon as you turn the shower on first thing in the morning, the water's just going bang. Well, you got to be on. The first day he always gets you, and then you get used to Swoop.
Was Swoop the king of the
Everyone
pranks,
loves or? A stitch up.
Well, you got hit with one down in Melbourne, the old bin of water leaning against the door, knock on your door, and then it floods your feet.
You two filming, having a little laugh. Yeah. Got him. You did get me.
I miss those times.
Yeah. Well, Hong Kong.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get back into it. Hey, we do have our first special guest joining us now. The superb rugby over the weekend was absolutely magnificent. I'm sure you all watched. 6 cracking games. I watched every minute. This gentleman, let me introduce him first, and then we'll talk about the game he took part in. Our first guest this week is a testament to hard work, perseverance, and true grit. After forging a treacherous path in the leafy and mansion-lined streets of Hunters Hill, to then battling the hallways of the prestigious private school Scott College, It is a miracle that he has gotten to the level he is at today. Please pour yourself a glass of red, make sure the curtains match the drapes, and give a big cheer for the Coco Show's favourite bucket ass, Andrew Kells.
Oh,
Kellaway.
Hey. Kells.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me, lads.
Repping the Randwick jersey as well after they went down on the weekend.
Yeah. There's no fair weather here, mate.
How's it going? How's Melbourne?
Yeah, going well. It's hot down here. So it's nice, finally. A bit of heat. Summer's been late this year, so going well.
Thanks for joining us to chat a little bit of superb rugby, as we like to call it. Unfortunately, you guys went down to the Reds 53-26 on the weekend, but you jagged yourself a lovely little try. How are the boys feeling after that one?
Yeah, as expected, that was a tough one. Probably a little bit of a flashback to round one for us. I think we were sort of bashed physically there to start with, and then chasing our ass for the rest of the game. So, it's always hard to look at those things positively, but at the same time, you score 26 points, and if I don't throw an absolute shocker of a pass over the top, which leads to an intercept and a couple other sort of pretty soft tries, I think we're sort of right in that game. So, our morale's pretty flat, but best thing about rugby, go again this week.
I just want to take it back a little bit. What was the morale like, through that preseason after the World Cup experience? But then, what have you done to try and get yourself back up for this superb season? Because, mate, you've been in some form.
Yeah, look, it was actually really nice to come back to club footy after the World Cup. I think it was, we've all spoken enough about that and hopefully put that to bed.
Oh, no, I don't want to put it to bed yet. I want to get your real thoughts on Eddie.
Drew, of all people, I think you should put it to bed, mate.
we'll put it to bed after this.
Okay. Yeah, look, no, coming back to club footy is great. I think, we've got a great group down here. And, it was nice. It was nice to get back into preseason. We haven't, as you guys would know, you don't get to do them that often with the spring tour and that sort of stuff. So to actually do a preseason was, it sucked, but it was a good thing at the same time. And I think the consequence on a personal level, feeling great to start the season.
Kellers, Swoopy, how are you, mate?
Hey, yeah, good, Swoopy.
Drew was talking about superb form. Mate, you've been in great form. Congratulations on your performances so far. But you've done a little bit of swapping and changing from the wing to fullback. Is there? I'm not going to ask you what position you prefer, but given recent form, where do you feel most comfortable and where you can contribute the most?
I reckon they're two questions. Where do I feel most comfortable? Well, actually, no, they're the same question. Yeah, no, fullback, both, I think.
do you want to ask yourself the question?
That's where you want to play.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, look, at the moment. That being said, though, I've been a big sort of bang the utility back drum and said how valuable being versatile is. So if I'm shouting that from the rooftops and then complaining about playing different positions, that would be a bit stupid. So. I'm sort of at the point now where I'm happy to just play. But, yeah, look, if I got to pick, I'd be picking fullback.
Kells, sorry. No, I've heard some vicious rumours. But
here we go.
This one's not too bad. But is there a player that you've ever based your game on or someone that you looked up to, anyone that's really changed how you've approached rugby?
Yeah, Matt Carrara.
Who?
Carfair.
No, it's Swoop won't remember this, but a long time ago now, back before he had the greys growing in his sideburns, he sat me down at the Tars and talked me through pretty much rugby top to bottom. So, I was lucky I got to grow up watching you blokes, so it was great.
Was that sober Swoop or was that holiday Swoop? Because he's got a similar experience with Sterling Mortlock when he made him cry on a Mad Monday and he thought it changed. He changed his mindset of working hard and getting better. Was it sober Swoop or holiday Swoop?
It was early Monday morning Swoop, so he's probably, he's sort of between sober and sober and Tuesday.
Dusty Swoop.
What did you do to get him to talk? Because we're still trying to struggle with that.
I don't know. It was a long time ago. I think he felt bad for me.
See, Kells, we had written in here that it was actually Drew Mitchell that turned your rugby career around. I've got a quote direct from you here. The reason why it didn't happen was because of me. I wanted to play fullback. I didn't want to play wing. He, Mitchell, said, look, I see a lot of myself in you and I would love to catch up and see if there's any advice or anything I could help you with. Did he never catch up with you? Or?
No, he did. He did. He came down to Coogee, down to God's Country, and had a coffee. And again, like I've talked a heap about that period of my career, I was, I was a bastard. I needed someone to sort of, probably more than one person to help me out there. And Drew extended his services and offered them out of the blue. So, another thing I'm eternally grateful for there, Drew.
No, you're welcome, mate. No, you're absolutely killing it now.
We had to prod him for that. Thank you, though.
Yeah, that's all right. I actually thought the first one was me. I was like, oh, it's a bit flat.
You get the feel that was a bit of a Drew spray. Like, were you quite brutal with your feedback?
No, I just went down and have a bit of chat. Because I had the similar sort of thing. I was a fullback going through my this early career, but then Chris Latham was at fullback and went into the wing and thought like it was almost like I was getting dropped in a sense because I felt like I was more of a fullback. But then I think once you sort of have a few games where you feel like you can still swing a game or have an influence on a game, then it kind of changes your perspective on the position and what you can do.
Now, obviously, Kels, you've heard from Swoop and Drew back in the day giving you advice. Gits, this is your chance, mate. Any advice from you to
down the barrel?
Down the barrel from you to Kels.
Don't listen to Swoop.
I thought you were going to say don't retire, mate.
Oh, no, don't do that either. Yeah, there's a couple of things. We need more than just one message.
Yeah.
Now, Kels, we've been getting this, we've been meeting with a few people lately. High-ranking officers in the world of Australian rugby, and they keep saying there's a problem, which is that the public don't really know the true Super Rugby player,
right?
Like they used to. And
you
so
mean like their personalities and things?
Their personalities, what makes them tick, what gets them up in the morning, what gets them going, what turns them on, all that stuff.
Oh.
Yes. So I typed into Google, how do we find, what's the best way to find out about people? And we came back with a little survey, Kels, if you're just humorous. It's called the Cosmopolitan 200 Funny Questions to Get to Know Your Dates. So I figured for this we could be like you're going on a date with the four of us and we could just run a few questions to get to know you. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, right. Let's rip in. Come on.
Oh, did you, mate.
Nice. I'll start.
You go.
What's the one thing you hope your parents never find out about you? Or what's the most embarrassing thing your parents have ever caught you doing?
Oh, come on. Really?
One in the same.
Well.
I'm squeaky clean. At the moment. It's it'd have to be the same for everyone, wouldn't it? Like your parents catching you bringing people home.
Oh, that's disgusting, mate. No, we've not done that.
Oh, that was different to where I thought you were going.
Yeah, when you said we're same for everyone, but with another person, yeah, that's a good shout. You want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next. Andrew, what kind of drunk are you? Chatty oversharer, sobbing disaster. Messy babe who lives for chaos? And do you sleep on the first date?
Oh, wow.
Was that in the questions here?
No, it wasn't. I just threw it in there.
Yeah, I didn't read that one.
Yeah. Oh, the first one.
The oversharer.
Chatterbox.
Yeah. Good talk underwater.
Margo, what's your guilty pleasure? Have you got one?
Guilty pleasure.
Oh, you had one.
Yeah, there's one there. Yeah. There's one there.
He's trying to find the second one.
Yeah, far out. Yeah, we're going down third on the list or something. Guilty pleasure. I'm a sweet tooth, like bad sweet tooth. Blow out around the hips like Drew.
Really? What's your poison there?
At the moment, it was, you know those Allen's raspberries with the chocolate around them?
Oh, yeah.
You had them? Geez, they were awesome. And then now just into the Daryl Lee. Daryl Lee's making a comeback.
Daryl Lee. I thought they're gone. Yeah.
As in terms of the chocolate bullets, raspberry chocolate bullets.
No. They're like, in the party mix, Allen's have a raspberry.
Yeah.
And then that wrapped in chocolate.
Oh, geez, that is good.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to go there, Gordon?
I think it's strange, but yeah. Okay. So, mine, there's so much here. Yeah, I know. Would you rather be 15% more attractive or 50% smarter?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with attractive. I need all the help I can get.
Good choice.
You just have to dye your hair.
Yeah. I tried that, and then the beard goes red. They've got to dye the hair and the beard.
Sweet, what would you go?
What?
15%.
Oh, sorry, man, I'm too busy.
Well, we know the answer there, mate. 50% of nothing, still nothing. Kels, did you or do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Do you? Any experiences?
Yeah, definitely. in Lionel Lee, actually, Lionel Lee of Bingley, in his house. We were staying the night, and there was 100% corroborated by multiple people. There was a ghost in there for sure.
Well, wow. Why were you staying at Bingley's house?
Can you get it? Will they sponsor us?
Mate of mine.
Oh. His what?
Son was a mate of mine.
Oh, right.
Mate.
What's Yenda like? Yeah. Is she hot?
I never met Yenda.
She sounds hot.
Wasn't high enough up the food chain.
All right. Should we take it back to footy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, you want it? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go on. Who are you playing this weekend, mate? Let's have a look. who have they got this?
Hurricanes. Hurricanes in.
Yeah. Top of the table, Hurricanes. They are 4-4. How are you going to beat the Hurricanes? Kels, what are you talking about in your meetings?
Yeah, mate, they're playing good footy. Big line speed team, a big line speed team in defence. So for us, we've got to sort of find a way to punch holes in them in tight and turn their edges around and stop the line speed. So for us, it'd be putting our forwards to work through the middle there.
Mate, what about Naholo on the wing for them? He's an absolute unit.
What about him, mate? He's the size of his thick hips, thick hips. Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully he's not playing this weekend, but he's in good form. He's tough to deal with.
And you got Carter Gordon, obviously a lot spoken about him after the World Cup, but coming back, it looks like he's really found his groove. He's got a lot of confidence. How have you seen him the first, three rounds of Superb Rugby?
Yeah, mate, he's been good. He's a confident guy, and this year making sort of a concerted effort to give him heaps of rope and take the reins and do that without any fear of failure or anyone coming down his channel. It's his show, and he's doing a great job sort of running that at the moment.
Now, Kels, you're obviously in the Wallabies system. Are you pretty pumped to have Joe Schmidt here?
yep, absolutely. It's certainly.
Imagine that.
No. Yep. It's definitely. I mean, after the last hit, it's hopefully it's a good one.
Mm. Mate, how's things been? Obviously a fair bit going on off the field with the Rebels. As a leader down there, what have you guys done to sort of just make sure the boys stay focused and the task at hand when you're actually at footy and worry about the other stuff when you're away from it?
Yeah, I mean, there's heaps happening. Every week something seems to sort of pop up that we didn't know about or that's changed. So, again, I think I said a couple of weeks ago, we've been super lucky. Our staff have been unbelievably proactive in keeping us separate from the business side of things. So obviously all that stuff's happening. And truth be told, we don't even really know how half of it works, let alone what it means. So in that sense, ignorance has been bliss and has sort of kept us away from it. But all the stuff that has happened insofar as, administrators in the building and staff being sacked and leaving, as much as those things suck, we actually haven't seen that much of it. So, we haven't had to talk about it a great deal. Obviously, nothing's really moved in the last month as far as we're aware. So, really, as soon as the season started, it was it actually wasn't that hard. And once you answer all the initial questions, we're able to get through it pretty quickly. And as I said, I don't reckon half the group, myself included, even really understand how it all works, which has been a blessing.
But have you been paid?
Yeah, mate, I've been paid. I wouldn't have turned up otherwise.
Yeah.
A little bit too much rugby, don't you reckon?
Oh, go for it, Swoop.
Kellers, where are your fucking bagpipes? Where are they, mate? Given by the whiteboard at your back, I'm guessing they're not at reach.
No, they're in the living room.
Well,
they're
go and get them.
Does he play them?
Does he play the bagpipes?
Mate, 100% he plays
Kellers,
the pipes.
Kellers, go get the bagpipes.
Look, Prof, you would love that. Mrs. is Scottish.
Oh, she's sick for a bagpipe.
You really
play this?
Yeah, mate, we'd really like you to
make sure
if you
you're
can.
Home for that.
All right,
we're going to chat quickly between ourselves.
We'll talk while you go get them.
Yeah. Right, I'll be 2 seconds.
What's really confusing here is that he's at home. He's got a whiteboard behind his back.
Yeah.
You just find that weird?
I mean, there's been a few sessions where you'd like a whiteboard when you think you've got a few good ideas going on.
Right, is that where we're going to start?
Oh, I like that. That's once after the kickoffs and you're at the kick-on stage and you get all these great ideas and you want to start whiteboarding them.
Isn't that what your notes are for on your phone?
Oh, no, it's better visually just to see it all. And just like, it's like Good Will Hunting.
You would get nuts with a whiteboard.
I love a whiteboard.
So how did you know that he sucks on the pipes? No, blows on the pipes.
Blows, yeah.
Sucks and blows, to be fair.
Yeah. Is that how it
gets both?
You should know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no way. Here we go. Obviously, a lot of people play saxophones before they make love. Do you ever pull out the bagpipes? to get anybody in the mood?
True story. The last time these bagpipes were played was at Brendan McKibben's Buck Party.
Wow. And what was the song of choice?
It was Flower of Scotland because he was...
He's a Scot.
We were joking about his Scottish eligibility. Yeah, he's in a little...
Are you kidding?
Well, he was eligible for Scotland, and then he was he's caught over late on a Wallaby tour, and I think they put him on the bench for the final game of tour. Didn't get on, but because he's on the bench, he could never play for Scotland after that.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you got to get on the field.
No, because he's named on 23.
You're kidding.
Now, yeah. Kels, we are running out of time. We've got Grace Hamilton next, but I thought, why don't you, almost like the Oscars, why don't you play yourself off?
Mate, I've just checked the actual... The reed is broken. Like, they don't even work anymore. They're that old.
So what does that mean?
So they're not going to work.
Just try.
Can you have a crack without a reed or no?
Well, what will happen is, and I'll give you a little lesson here, the air will just come straight out.
So this is how we do this, Kels. You just suck on it, and we'll add the music in post.
Yeah.
So just make it look like
it's
you're playing... And then
become a meme real quick.
We just got one final question. Adam just brought it up when you were going to get the bagpipes. You're at home, yeah?
Yeah, in Melbourne.
Why do you have a whiteboard?
It's my study. This is where the magic happens in here.
Right.
As you can see, there's been heaps happening on the whiteboard.
It's blank for those of you listening.
You know what I like, though? He's ahead of the game.
Yeah.
He's playing and still studying.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that, Swoop. You, two things at once.
What?
No chance.
All right, Kels, just pop them up to your mouth and we'll add the music in, Hugo, in post.
And do your little march thing that they do. And
this is, if you're listening, you got to watch
no
this.
No chance, mate.
Go on.
Here we go.
We trained today.
And there we... Oh.
Wow.
No, that's... Oh, he's blowing up the bag.
There you go.
Oh, it's a nice bag, too. Mm. Like velour.
That's great.
Suede, mate. Suede.
And was that some Run DMC? What was that? That was great. Okay. Hey, Kels, thanks for joining us. Good luck against the Canes on the weekend.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah, good luck. Thanks, mate.
No, thanks very much, mate. And just stay in that nice vein of form that you're in.
No, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Thanks, Drew.
Kels, there you go, mate. One of the great...
Yeah. He's a good fella.
Yeah, one of the great
Wallabies. And can play the pipes.
Loves a pipe.
Yeah.
We're going to be sucking a pipe this weekend, bro.
Are we?
Yeah.
How?
Well, like cigar.
Because of our costumes.
Of course.
Oh, what are the costumes?
Not telling. Well, not telling.
We'll get some photos.
But you've gone themed together.
Yeah, well, it's our birthday together.
Yeah, I know, but I thought...
But remember, he's one day older.
Yeah.
But did you guys invite your wives to this one or not? Is it just the two of you?
We don't have wives. Oh, he has a wife. I don't have a wife.
Hey, you know, are you going to have a barbecue at your birthday party?
I, you know what? I am now because this week the good people at Beefeater have just sent over a grill.
You're kidding.
That's right. We have another sponsor.
Oh, they're
the show
coming
is
out
going
everywhere.
Great.
Really?
People love...
We're really? On for another few more weeks.
Well, we are Neville Bartos flying.
I know. It's wonderful. We've got a new segment attached to the brand new sponsorship from Beefeater. It's called Super Sizzler. Let's do Super Sizzler.
Super Sizzler, brought to you by Beefeater. Life tastes better outdoors.
Basically, the idea is that you guys have got to pick your Super Sizzler from the superb rugby from the weekend. Lots went on. I can give you the scores real quick if you want. Let me give them to you. Here we go. Hurricanes 14 defeated the Crusaders 10.
Yep.
Moana, Moana Pacifica, they defeated the Force 14.
Great game.
The Brums, they got it done against the Highlanders.
Yes. Can I tell you who was sizzling from the Brums?
If you want it, yes.
Our boy, the Tool Shed.
Oh, yeah. The Tool Man.
You see that?
Timmy O.
That guy's got genuine
Corey
jets.
Tool. Yeah. Is he in your Wallabies 15?
He's got to be.
He's in contention.
Ooh.
He's in contention.
He's in mine.
Let's not give it to him just yet.
Okay. No, I'm happy to.
Why not, mate? He's the Tool Shed.
Mate.
No, yeah.
Mate,
do everything. I went to the Tool Shed today, actually, on Oxford Street. It's an adult store.
Well, yeah. You're picking up there, Drew.
A few tools.
For the weekend?
For the weekend,
did you get
fantastic.
Me one?
Yeah, well, we're going together.
Good. Chiefs 46 defeated the Drew at 29.
Yeah,
Drew. Chiefs are looking red hot.
I thought the Drew looked Chiefs? Really good too for large parts of that game.
Absolutely. Blues 12 defeated the Warriors 10. Sorry, the Waratahs 10.
Yeah. The Warriors?
Yeah. Go the Waratahs.
Yeah. No.
Waratahs. Any super round sizzlers in there that you want to give? Who was hot?
Well, you didn't mention the Reds.
Sorry, apologies. And the Reds 53 defeated the Rebels 26.
I was about to say, my sizzling
I think we might.
What was it?
Super Sizzler.
My Super Sizzler. Fraser McWright.
You're big for you to Super Sizzler.
Fraser McWright. He can do no McWrong. I thought since he's come on our show, he's been fantastic. He's a really good link man, and I don't know, he just seems like he's really enjoying his football and fits the mould of what Les is doing for him.
Yeah, like he gets that many turnovers. Just like when I, on my beef eater grill, just turn over my sausages. It's like Fraser McWright turning it over.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very good. So is your superb
Look, I spoke to you before the show and I was going to go with Fraser McWright, not McWrong. And Gordy's on the same
page. We're both McWright.
Yeah.
I think he's the future of Australian rugby.
And yours is what? The tool shed?
The tool shed, yeah. Funnily enough, I had to tune in from that game from interstate and had to put on my NordVPN to watch it from...
Where were you?
No idea.
I went interstate, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Just a quick one. Brothers of Brisbane got over Randwick in the Australian Club Championship over the weekend. Went up there to support Curtly Beale. It's his first game under trying circumstances.
Yeah, very well
been,
done.
Been a tough year for him, but then also lost his brother on Thursday, his younger brother, William. So may he rest in peace. But also just, got up there on, flew up Saturday morning and watched Curtly play. Mate, he just played so well. For a guy that's been out for 14 months or so, dealing with the stuff he's been dealing with in the last few days, let alone that period of time, it was just great to see him out there and also to see the smile back on his face afterwards. But it was a great day out there at Crosby Park. Grassroots footy, as we know, is absolutely alive and well, and the powers to be up there at Rugby Australia just need to find a way to convert that energy into the game, into the professional side as well.
You made the coverage because it was covered by Stan, but they just didn't mention you.
Yeah, I think there's probably some words in pre-production meetings about not mentioning me or us.
Such a shame. You look great.
Did I?
Yeah, you had a great Northern in your hand.
Yes.
Talking with Mark Chisholm.
Yeah, big Chiz.
Yep.
Yeah, he was up there.
Right. Well, why don't I make my Super Sizzler, thanks to Beefeater, I'll make it KB, Curtly Beale.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done.
Fantastic. What a great segment, and thanks to Beefeater for coming on board. Just a reminder, the weather is still cracking in Australia. You heard that from Kells down in Melbourne. Wonderful weather. It is still barbecuing weather, so get out there and buy a Beefeater. If you love this show and you want it to keep going, this weekend, go and buy 10 fucking barbecues.
Yeah.
From Beefeater.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It must be Beefeater.
Absolutely. Thank you for getting on board. Hey, the other thing is it's a big thanks to Appliances Online. As we know, they provided the set. They've been very helpful to us. They also, the Oliveri Sink, which now houses our Guinness and our other beers, they provided that. And they also were the link for Beefeater. So a big thanks to Appliances Online. They've been helping us a lot. Why do they help us?
Well, because they're winning, mate.
Do they... They don't have a connection with a cold plunge? I mean, we've been pushing this barrel for a while, haven't we?
They said to me that they've sent it and that this is it.
That's the one.
This is the cold plunge, so...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
I noticed you dodged. You said other beers. We kind of gave Better Beer a plug last week. What are they dropped off?
We're getting Guinness.
The radar?
Well, Better Beer we haven't heard from. The head of sales is away.
You're talking about Traveller.
Traveller, no. we've got a good link there. Traveller might come on board. The light beer you're drinking at the moment, they're no chance. So we won't mention them.
No, don't tell them that we're drinking light beer.
No. The colour.
Right.
Sorry, it's not light.
This isn't light.
Yeah, it's definitely not light.
Just because you're drinking.
And we're not
Guinness.
Driving home.
No, we're definitely not.
No. Guinness, if you want to come on board, I've heard you've been... Oh, mate, just Guinness, give us cash. All right. That's superb rugby, but it's not the only thing that's going on at the moment. The superb W started on the weekend as well. Some cracking games in that one. And one of the superstars is about to join us. Let me get into this intro. Our next guest on the Coco Show was born in a city that is known for growing apples
but is ironically named Orange. She is a barnstorming back rower that eats willing defenders for breakfast. She has played for the Waratahs, the Wallaroos, Montpellier, a brief stint at the Roosters, but now she calls the Melbourne Rebels home. Not only is she a warrior on the field, but she is a true champion for women's sport off it. So ladies and gentlemen, please, please welcome the Puniara Punisher, the one and only Grace Hamilton.
Yeah. Gracie.
Did I say Puniara right then, Grace?
No, Puniara.
Oh, close. Geez.
What is that?
We've got to put it on the map. It's like where I grew up, the area. It's like west of Orange.
Yeah, right.
And how many people live there?
50, you know.
More apples.
Nothing in there.
We've got to get them on the map then.
Yeah, yeah, let's get them on the map.
Get them to 52.
Puniara?
No, Puniara.
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 Is it P-U-N, is it?
Yeah. P-A-N?
Well, then why are you P-A-N? Saying pun?
We know why he says pun.
He's not a very good reader.
I always thought I was a good reader. You should see how nervous I am reading to my kids at night now. They're going to heckle me. So, Grace, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Great first weekend of Superb W. How'd you fare? Unfortunately, you went down, but how's the body?
Yeah, good. Look, I got 2 black eyes, tried to cover up, but yeah. Body's a bit sore, but exciting to be in a new team. Obviously, just got back from France like last week, so learning how everything's going down here in Melbourne. It's a bit hot, actually, in Melbourne. Didn't realise it was such a hot area, but yeah, it's been really fun.
Well, talk us through that. How was your stint in France, and are you ready to go straight off the plane?
I don't know if I was, but we did go straight off the plane into playing into a trial match, so yeah, that was fun. Blow the cobwebs out and just get to know the girls, because I probably knew about 3 people down here. So all new girls, there's a few internationals, which is exciting. But, yeah, it's been fun. Been a whirlwind.
Yeah, you spoke about that being a bit of a challenge. Any other challenges transitioning from the Waratahs to Montpellier, back to the Rebels? You know, 3 obviously different cultures. Apart from getting to know your teammates, is there any other challenge that, you know, you're finding difficult?
Yeah, I think probably coming from France, as you guys would know, it's a lot faster game, a lot of quick lineouts, a lot of kicking, chasing, offload. So getting back into like the Australian structure of how we play here is probably my biggest challenge at the moment.
Grace, you told me through the week the biggest challenge was not having rosé at lunchtime before you go back to training. Come on.
I know. Look, that was also a benefit of France. You have rosé in the sun at lunchtime and then go to training.
And you... My sister was saying that you'd get 3 games on, 1 game off. Is that how the season would work over there? You get away a bit? Yeah. Did you get to experience Europe and have a lot of fun over there?
Yeah, I think that's the best thing about being down there. Obviously, Montpellier, it was a bit sunnier than a lot of other places we went to up in Lille and Paris. But, yeah, we'd play like 3 games and then have 1 week off, and they thought that that was a big season. I know for you guys over there, you play like 32 games, but for us it was a bit different, so... Went to the French Riviera, went over to Italy and things like that. So it was really exciting. And I have some family in London, so got over there to see them as well.
And did you learn any French while you were there? I heard you were trying to learn French.
Yeah, I did. I was in classes over there. So the club actually put us in the classes. I went 4 times a week. So.
Wow. Well, times a week.
Let's test this out. Gitz, can you say something in French?
Yeah.
And then Grace has to guess what it is.
No.
No, well, because Drew was there for...
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. And Gitz is under the suspicion that your French might be better than Drew's. Mm. Is there something you can say, Gitz?
Okay. Tu peux me donner un stylo, s'il vous plaît?
Can you please give me your pen?
Perfect. Wow.
I knew and that.
No, yes. You didn't. That's what I wanted to do.
I knew that because I knew stylo was pen. I just thought, you know what, he's asking for a pen.
Have you got one for Drew?
Yes.
Okay.
Bonjour.
You, nah, don't. No, nah, I'm better than that. Come on, guys. Yeah. Don't try and hang me out. Really test me.
Test
him.
Give him some nighttime French, because his nighttime French is very good.
Yeah, I know. Je peux avoir une bouteille de rosé, s'il vous plaît. Like all that. Like, I'm good, guys. I'm ready to go.
He's good. Je peux avoir, he's good on that one.
Yeah. You're also very good at telling blokes where to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Faire en coulée.
Ooh, what's that one mean?
Well, you don't want to know what that is.
Right, Grace, did you know what that one meant?
I didn't even catch it. What did you say?
Va tu faire en coulée.
Oh. True.
It's yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay.
I don't really think I want to translate.
And apologies to our many French listeners, ex-French listeners. So, Grace, what I wanted to ask you, I love my rugby league, as we all do. What was your stint at the Roosters like?
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously, I had a few friends there that came, I had played rugby union with. So, for me, going to play with them was really exciting. And I just was an injury cover because one of the girls got injured. So, yeah, it was a learning curve, but it was also really fun. I don't know if being a back rower and liking to be in the breakdown and stuff, it was probably my best games. But, yeah, it's definitely something that I really enjoyed, and the support around the game was awesome too.
Well, anyway, we're big up in superb W, so prison rugby can stay on the shelf for a little while.
No, so I want to know about the program that they run there for the what's it,
NRLW.
The NRLW and the Super W. What's the differences there? Is there a lot that Australian rugby could learn from rugby league or vice versa?
No, it's actually pretty similar, like in that sort of regard. There's probably just more support about life. Like they really want to help in probably your mental health and then in getting you a job and like the connections and networking outside of rugby, because they're very aware that it's probably not forever, and for women it's probably in very much the amateur state, so getting you like probably across the line and getting you a regular income is probably their main priority for you.
Yeah, nice.
And what about your decision to come back to Oz and play for the Rebels? You've been a long time Waratah, but why was that you went to the Rebels?
They were really supportive of me playing rugby in France. Mm-hmm. And going back there to obviously try and play the finals as well. So for me, that was really important, and probably just a little bit of a change. I'm from country New South Wales. I went to uni in Canberra, so I actually did play for the Brumbies as well. And it's just been really fun being able to do something different and playing with different sort of girls as well. And it's obviously a different style for me. So, yeah, it was exciting.
You mentioned the Brumbies there. You've got the opportunity. You're playing the Brumbies this weekend. The Rebels have never had a win, and I know this was obviously a carrot as well. You want to get there, change the culture a little bit and get them winning. This opportunity this weekend, you see as a game that you guys can win?
Yeah, obviously I'm kind of the person that goes into every game looking to win. I'm not a very good loser. But, yeah, obviously we need to get our campaign back on track. We didn't really give much away when we played the Western Force, so maybe that's a good thing. We didn't play how we wanted to play, so for us, yeah, we've got to get our campaign moving forward and hopefully we can solidify some good points this weekend. But it'll be a challenge. We're all obviously new combinations and things like that, people playing different positions. So, yeah, let's
no
go.
No doubt you've already marked the calendar for the weekend you play the Waratahs. I want to know who you're looking forward to play the most. Is there a target there? Mm. Basically what I'm asking is who annoyed you the most at the Tars when you played with them and your one opportunity to go back at them?
I don't know. I actually was thinking about this the other day because a lot of them are like, oh, I don't want to play you. Like, it's going to be so strange. And obviously, there's some of my best mates, but...
Come on, give us some dirt.
Yeah, I
come
think you want to smack your mates.
Pop it up. Come on.
Yeah.
Not that. I think I'd be excited to see how Emily Robinson goes. Like, I think she'll try and give
horse,
me some chat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so horse probably give me some chat on the field, which will be really funny.
She was good on the weekend too. Mm. Very good scrum.
Little steal at the back of the rock, which was funny. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about horse because she's like one that's like, I don't want to play you. It's gonna be so strange, but she's so competitive.
Yeah.
And like Waratahs is like be all end all for her, so that'll be pretty fun. But I don't know. I think I'll give a little bit of a stick, a little bit of niggle to them as well, so it'll be fun.
Nice. Yeah. It's going to be good to watch. Now, Grace, we're trying a few different segments on this show this week, and one that Tommy's come up with, it's called the Tight Five with Grace. It's five quick fire questions, and just do your best. Shoot them back at us. We'll see how we go. What is your take on the appointment of Jo Yap as the first full-time and female coach of the Wallaroos?
Exciting opportunity. I think it's good to have a female in there, and I don't know. I don't really know much about her, so we'll see what happens.
Very good answer. Will you do better than the boys and make it out of the pool stages at next year's Rugby World Cup in England?
Yes.
Yeah, Gracie.
You are known for folding opponent players at will. Which one of these three ex-Wallabies on the couch here on the show would you like to fold the most?
Oh,
What about who would be the easiest?
Oh, we know I'd be the easiest.
No, you just come out of retirement. You're the only one playing.
Oh, nice. Who would Let's pick on these guys.
Yeah. Who would be the easiest to fold here, Grace, do you reckon?
I don't know. Swoop.
Oh. Correct answer.
It was your birthday 2 weeks ago. Who gave you the shittest present and what was it?
I actually didn't get a present.
What? Oh, so all of them.
Well, we've got to send her a Schmidt in shirt or something.
We'll send you something, Grace. Know, what do we got?
We got milk crates.
We got
NordVPN.
We'll send you something. Last one, Grace. The Wallaroos are playing the most test matches they have ever played in a calendar year with 10. Do you think this is a mark of a growth? Do you think this is a mark of growth in the women's game? And how many do you want to play next season?
10. Is there 10 in the calendar?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is growth. It's a positive. There definitely needs to be some support around the states as well, but I don't know.
Play 10. 10. Fucking 10.
Go 20.
20?
Yeah.
30.
I mean, I don't write checks.
Are you going to head back to Montpellier?
Yeah, I am. We're meant to play finals, but you know, with the French licensing, I don't know what's happening anymore because I stood on the pitch in Australia. So still TBC right now, but we will see.
Did you bump into someone called Tom Whitford?
No.
Oh,
he was our translator at Toulon, but yeah. I'm sure the French.
He's more than our translator; he's our team manager.
Well, he didn't really manage that well.
Did he send someone a photo?
I think he sent me a photo with you with him.
Yeah,
but he's gone across to Racing now, hasn't he?
Yeah, so I don't think Montpellier the Racing manager across to Montpellier.
He was there when she was there at a previous stint. Okay. He was there.
He was.
Yeah.
I definitely met him.
Yeah.
But I ended up with the Toulon crowd one day, and that was a pretty rough moment for me in Montpellier shirt. So.
Yeah, we know what we're doing down there.
Yeah.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us. Wonderful to chat to you.
Thanks, Gracie. Well, next weekend.
Keep going well,
all the best. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Enjoy, Mac.
We will.
All right. We'll say hi. Should we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Grace. Very good.
Grace, she was great.
Wonderful.
She's great. Grace is great.
She's great,
yeah.
Speaking of great, well, he's an Aussie-Irish or an Irish-Aussie? What would you say here?
I'd say he's like an Irish Canberran.
Yeah, to throw it in there.
Yeah, mate, of course you'd. Hey, joining us now, it's the great man, Mac Hansen. Mac, looking very clean cut there.
Here he is.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How are you? Yeah, just switching it up.
What's that shirt you got on, mate?
Can't.
Are you about to head off to training?
Yeah, I will after this, yeah. No rest for the wicked.
You reckon you could sneak a Guinness in with the boys before you head off to training?
Won't. You definitely won't. You definitely won't.
I probably could. It's good iron. So I used to give it to pregnant women, so I couldn't see why.
Is that right?
Apparently.
They used to give
maybe
it to...
Maybe it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, and they used to give it to non-pregnant women as well, didn't they? Hey, Mac, that's why we're having a Guinness. Congratulations to your team. Ireland, everybody, raise your Guinnesses.
Mate, I finished mine.
Yeah. Oh, you finished? Sorry, boys, yeah, they're going through them.
Have another Guinness.
How do you say, do you know how you say cheers in Irish, Mac? What do you say?
Sláinte.
Sláinte. What?
Sláinte.
Yeah.
Well, congrats anyway. Drew cost you the Grand Slam. Is there anything you want to say to Drew?
Yeah, just fuck you, Drew. I told you not to do it and you couldn't help yourself.
I know, mate. I just knew you guys didn't have it in ya.
You were just after me the last one, just fucking bringing up my relationship.
I know.
Oh.
But has there been a silver lining? Has anyone been sliding in or what?
No comment.
No comment, which means there has been.
You've been busy.
You're welcome.
Mac, have you chatted to any of the boys?
Yeah, let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, are they still out? Are they still at Temple Bar? What's happening?
No, I tried to distance myself. What's the name? Faz. I was up there during the week. And Faz was telling me to come up and come to the games and then come to the piss up on Sunday. But I said, I got rehab. I can't. I got rehab on Monday. And he was like, oh, don't worry. I'll call your physio and we'll get that off for you. And I was like, oh, I think I've pretty much got to go in. So I'd say it's going to be wild enough. Yeah, no missed calls or anything yet. But today is normally the big one.
Is it? Oh, this is like when you went around and visited a few blokes' fathers and picked them up and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Today's the day. What about St. Paddy's? Is St. Paddy's Day over the weekend?
Yeah, fuck me. Town was jammed as well. Everyone was on it by like 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
I was getting a coffee at 11 and there was people stumbling around.
What a country.
Yeah. It is great.
No wonder they won.
Yeah.
Everyone's
fine. Do you know if St. Patrick played rugby?
Yeah, he did. Sure.
What position was St. Patrick?
He was a winger.
Was he?
Yeah, just flying down the wing with his pot of gold in his hand. I don't know.
I just
merged a couple of things there.
You did. Hey, Mac, how is the rehab going?
Yeah, really good. Ahead of schedule, so I don't think I'm going to rush back. But yeah, aiming towards the Munster game, so about the 11th of May. So still got a little while to go, but yeah, it's going good. Do I look really red on this?
No, you look amazing, mate. I think you look good. Where's that dog? I'm used to the dog barking when we ask you questions.
He actually just ran upstairs. He's had enough.
Oh, I thought nervous. He was about to say it passed away. Oh, no. It seemed like he was heading that way.
Now, obviously a lot of chat around Ireland taking on South Africa, Mac. Are we allowed to talk to you about this, or is this also some sort of thing where we're going to jinx you?
No, we can talk about this. We can talk about this.
Fantastic. So that's pretty exciting. That's in July. How are you going to go down there? Obviously, pretty hard to play in South Africa, right, guys?
Yeah, it's some places.
Places.
Altitude's always a bit tougher. You love playing at Newlands. It's a tough place to play, but it's not as tough on the lungs. But there's been a fair bit of chat about who's actually number one in the world. A few pundits sort of been claiming you guys are. Obviously, Springboks won the World Cup. Will this decide it?
I think it'll go a long way, to be honest. Yeah, they won the World Cup, but obviously we're the only team they haven't beaten yet. Saying that, I think they're still world number one at the moment, and we've got to prove, we've got to prove that we can beat them over there. Like, we've beaten them here, and yet to beat them at their home ground in a good while. So, I think by the end of it, if we can get a win or two over there, 100%. We'll be crowned the number one for a while again.
And what's the run in for you boys? So you finish your club competition, and then before you actually head over, how long do you guys get together before the test series starts?
So when we went to New Zealand, it was only a week. We were only in a week, and then we flew over. So I don't know if it's going to be similar, but I think there's a bit more time off. For a few of the teams or not, maybe depending on finals and stuff. But they haven't really done a two-match series, so I'm not too sure.
Is it only the two matches?
Yeah, it's only two.
Oh.
Weirdly enough.
They're all only two, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah, so obviously the Wallabies are playing Wales in two, and then we play Georgia. The All Blacks are playing England in two, and then they play Fiji. And then South Africa's got Ireland for two, and then I'm not sure who South Africa play, boys.
So the European teams, they're managing their load, are they? Get the two games in.
And I think France is going to Argentina for two.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure who the other third test match for each of them.
So what happens if it's one all, and they're both claiming they're best in the world? What happens? What would you do, Prof?
I'd go to LaMed. Down on Camps Bay.
Who would win that one, Mac, if you just go to LaMed?
Us.
Are you kidding?
LaMed is a bar, is it?
Yeah, it's one of the great spots. It's a great Cafe bar? Caprice there.
Apparently. Now, Mac, we've been doing the Six Nations summation for our Northern Hemisphere legends. Have you got time to sit with us and chat a bit of actual rugby?
I do, of course.
Well, wonderful. It is time now for the...
Let's go maybe through some scorecards for each of the teams, right?
Rather than doing the scores.
Well, I mean,
it's done. You don't think they'll care?
There's 1-6 now in the Six Nations. Like Ireland, what, we give them an A?
Yeah, so
an A.
Yeah,
you can't do any better than win. Grand Slam, but
you know, like Scotland, like they played pretty well throughout the course of the Six Nations. Like, how do you summarise them and where they sit moving forward?
It's a tough one because they're, I think I said it last time, like every year they kind of see it as their year and they're yet to get there sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think they'd be pretty disappointed. I think they ended up coming fourth didn't they?
Yeah. Mm. Only two wins. Well,
so,
yeah.
So they could have, if they beat you by 77 points or something, they would have won it. But then they came fourth?
Then because France beat England, so France would have won it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, but they could have won the Triple Crown, Scotland.
Okay, right.
So they lost to the mainland Europeans.
What do you make of the French, Mac?
They were looking dangerous again in the last two rounds, especially against Wales. Look, it's not a great Wales team at the moment, but they still showed that they've got that French flair of old. That new number nine they had come in, he's a beast as well, isn't he? That flick pass he did was crazy.
Yeah. That was a really good game. I got up. France v England was amazing. Did you watch it back to back?
It was 7 a.m. So it was nice timing for us. I thought the French, when they click, like Max said, like attacking wise, they can score from anywhere. It's just they have those moments where they just clock off and let teams back in. I thought, you know, that actual game, to and fro the whole 80 minutes, it was a quality game. But the team I really want to get a grading on is Italy. What do you think about them, Mac? This is the highest they've ever ranked.
Yeah, it's got to be, like in their minds, it's the best they've ever done, I think. Mm. Two wins in a draw. It could have been three wins. It could have easily been four wins, to be honest. Like they could have. They were pretty unlucky against England. Same with France. So I don't know if you can give them an A because we're an A.
Maybe, well, we'll give you an A plus then.
A plus. Yeah, we'll give them an A. I think they did really well for a team that was. It was heading the way of getting kicked out of the Six Nations. They nutted up and they kind of showed that they belong to be there. So
absolutely,
it was fair play. I'd give them an A. I would.
They nutted up. What's nutted up mean?
You know, they fucking.
Oh, they balled up. Nutted up. They
had a crack.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
What do you think about Wales and their rebuild? Just before we move on?
I want to get a grading. So we got A plus for Ireland. We got B plus for Italy.
Yep.
Scotland, just give us a quick fire. Like, as in you're at school, what grade do they get?
I'd give them a D, to be honest.
I was thinking C. Yeah. D is a bit harsh.
No, but that was what Mark said. D. England?
England, I'd give a B as well. They were kind of... Yeah, I'd give them a B. I think that they were under... Same again, they were under a lot of pressure. And for the way they finished the tournament, I think it showed a lot of... I think it'd be good for them. I think it got a lot of love back into English rugby, to be honest, from being there at Twickenham. When they beat us, the crowd was going wild, and you could see a lot of smiles on the English faces. Where before, all the chat was literally like, "Oh, I wonder how much we're going to lose by today," sort of thing.
Okay, what about France? Just a mark.
Well, I guess I've kind of shot myself in the foot giving them a B. Maybe I'll give England a. No, I think in the scheme of things, I think France would be disappointed with it. Even though they came second, it was kind of, they were never really in contention. I'd give them a C.
And Italy? Well, we've already done Italy.
Did you do Wales?
I think he said
Wales.
B plus.
Yeah. Wales, sorry, Wales.
Wales, look, you got to give them, because at school, was it an E? But were we going to say F?
No, you go D to F.
You got an F, didn't you?
You go to F.
Plenty. Yeah. Plenty of them.
You can go to F.
Plenty of them.
Oh. Sue got E for absent.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. But I love how much you're pushing this grading system.
Well, yeah. Anyway, keep going. Yeah.
Is it a social post, you think?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. You're setting us up for something.
Yeah, there's something here.
I'd give Wales an F. I just think that they really underperformed and they'd be very disappointed. Like, you know, to come last and to just not win a game, especially when they had, you know, it's not like their games at home that were massively close as well. Like Italy kind of really put it on them in the end there, and then they were lucky to get two tries in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was just pretty poor performance from them.
We're dying to know what's the grading. What are we going to do with it now that
I just want him to actually grade. But yeah, we probably will put it in a social post.
There you go. Exactly. Hey, Mac, we had a little thing where we each chose a side. I was Scotland. Swoop was Ireland. Biv was France.
Yep.
Gitz was Wales, Tommy Italy, and Ollie England. And because obviously Swoop won, backing Ireland, we all decided today that he could do some sort of punishment to Goit because Goit lost. Mm-hmm. I have a leak.
Here it is.
I don't know if you can see on the camera. There's a large leak there, and we're just trying to work out
what sort of punishment Swoop should give to Goit. Have you got any suggestions?
One came to mind. It's probably not very appropriate.
No, I think we all had the same thought, but we can't be doing that.
It is. It's appropriate.
I was thinking of whipping across the back.
What about just one whack?
One whack.
Across the back.
What about
or where?
What about front side?
Oh, mate, you can't hit me in the agates.
No, on the chest.
Oh, chest. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
A little leak sack, that couldn't be bad. Wouldn't be bad.
What, a leak sack?
Just a little...
Have you seen the size of this leak?
Yeah, what about...
We've got a big leak. They're not the same leaks that you get in Ireland. This is an Aussie leak.
All right, well, should we do it now quickly while Mac's on the line?
Where's he hitting me?
You got your shirt off. Just, yeah.
No, you don't have to do that.
That's what it is.
No, it's not. You said a whack.
No, it's shirt off, bang.
Where are you hitting me?
It's like a tanning.
I haven't decided yet.
But is it back or chest?
I won't hit him too hard.
Back or chest?
Let's go...
Chest,
yeah. Come sit here.
All right, so for those of you listening, Goit is standing. He's taking his shirt off. Jesus.
Oh, look at this rig.
Can you see that, Mac? What's going on?
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, okay. Nice, what percentage am I operating here?
What's that?
So this is... Here we go. So we're just...
Oh! Oh, my geez. Look at that. Look at those things.
There you go. Big congratulations to Ireland.
The shape you're in.
If you are from Ireland and you know a Welsh person, go buy a leak.
I recommend it.
Slap across the chest.
Felt good. Smells good too.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Smell very leaky.
Leaky.
Mac, leaky chest. Could you see that on the camera there? Did that look okay?
That was great. That's going to be a new segment, I think.
Leak of the week. Love it. Hey, now we'll let Mac go here. He's got to get to his training. Unless anybody has anything else for Mac.
Oh, I just want to ask, if you could start a rumour about yourself, what would it be?
I've got a 9-inch dong.
No, I said a rumour. No, that's a good one. We'll take that.
That's probably it, to be honest.
So you want to shave a couple off, do you? It's too big.
I'd say the chat around town isn't great. So to boost it up would be good.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Mac, before you go, I just want to ask one question.
Oh, you're following suit, Swoop.
No, not at all. What's your go-to dating app opener?
I just say hi. I just say, hey, how you going?
That's all you need to do, Matt. That's all he needs to do.
Yeah, and then ask them if they want to go on a date before they realise you've actually got shit chat.
Say, have you heard the rumour?
I've got one. Who was the first celebrity you obsessed over as a kid?
Oh, good one.
Actually, Kim Kardashian.
Was it? You're kidding.
I used to watch the Kardashians.
Pornhub.
when I found out that was the thing, the family computer was getting a workout.
The family computer.
That wasn't in the rhombus room.
Yeah, it wasn't in a communal space.
Yeah, I didn't have a phone or anything on my own. So
hey, Mum.
Yeah, so Mac, those questions, just to spice up the show, we've been doing questions from Cosmopolitan's 200 funny questions to get to know your dates, what you ask a date on a first outing, just to spice up the show so people can get to know the players. So that's where they came from. Good.
Yeah, very good.
We'll send them through to you as well in case you go on any dates.
Please do. As I said, my chat is horrendous.
No, mate, you're very good, and we'll get you on again. Hope the rehab goes well, and you're back playing soon against Munster. How far away was that?
May.
That was May.
Wonderful.
You need to listen.
Hey?
I was just saying, when he told us, you should have listened.
I heard you.
Yeah. He never listens.
I get it.
All right. Hey, very good. Thank you, Mac. Gents.
Hey, Mac Daddy.
Thanks, Mac.
See you, Mac.
Doug.
And you got an Ireland win, two in South Africa.
How good's Mac, boy?
Oh, he's the best. Yeah.
Mac Daddy. Amazing.
Big congratulations to Ireland and to the Mac Daddy. Hey, just a reminder where you can get us on socials. We are at Kickoffs and Kickons on X. Insta, Kickoffs, Kickons. YouTube, Kickoffs and Kickons. And TikTok, Kickoffs,
I mean, if they can't work that out, like, come on.
I'm with you, man.
Like, if you know the name. Just type it in your search bar.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, if you want to send more stuff in, whoever sent that video in, that was fantastic.
Maybe don't open up those cans.
We've had a bunch sent in, to be honest.
Have we?
That was the first one. Yeah, there's some really good stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we'll roll another one of Drew in next week. That's going to be great. I'm going to wind this up here, guys. You cool with that?
Yeah,
don't
sure.
Want to go home, but
I have nowhere to go. Swoop, you got a six, don't you?
Got a six.
Where are what you going?
Wrap it up. Norse board meeting.
Norse rugby. See, giving back to the grassroots of.
It's what we do, Drew.
I know. Well, it's what you do.
We don't do it.
Well, I flew out to Brisbane to support grassroots. What did you do?
I drove up here every Monday. Here
all are. Right. Hey, that was Kickoffs and Kick-Ons. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Hey, all that's left to do is... Cuckoo!
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.